Good morning. This is Brother Marlon here. Praise the Lord for a new day. This morning I would like to look into more of the promises that God gave to the children of Israel. He gave them very strict, straightforward promises saying, I will bless you, and I will prosper you, and I will protect you, and I will help you with your enemies if you follow me and put away your God. And this morning I'd like to just look at another one of those promises that were given in such a profound way to Solomon. We find this account in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, and it says, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high place. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, and that was the great high place. 1,000 were offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is today. And O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted the multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? So there we see Solomon is feeling his weakness and is in his inability to lead this great people. He's just making a plea to God to help me, that I may discern between good and bad, that I can to give him an understanding heart to judge correctly. And his speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, with riches and honor, so that there should not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, keep my statutes, my promise. Now here's what I want to show. And if, there's this word if, that means there's a clause there, there's something that Solomon has to do in order to get this promise. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, and to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did, walk, then I will lengthen thy days. If you do as I ask you to, I will lengthen your days. And we know that towards the end of Solomon's life, he did not follow God anymore. He allowed here he was the wisest man to ever live, and he allowed other women to deter him. He had many wives, and they took him in a direction that was not good. And not only was it not good, but it also took the children of Israel, it took the Israel as a nation into the same direction, because as Solomon began to allow these wives to come in, they would bring their heathen worship into the city. and the people begin to worship this, these heathen gods. And you can see, if you look at the history here, David was a man after God's own heart, and Israel did good under his reign. Solomon had all the wisdom and God, the great riches and great honor. But at the end of his life, towards the latter part of his life, he began to walk away from God, and he began to walk after his own things and his own lusts. And by the time Solomon's kingdom ends, there is great strife not with Solomon, but as soon as Solomon dies, there's great strife. When his son was brought in as king, it did not go long until the children, the nation of Israel, had fallen apart. And it was all because Solomon did not heed the warnings that God had given him. Did not heed the warnings that were given to Joshua back before Joshua died, to follow God, to put away the gods of this world, to put away the gods of the heathen, to put away those things, but that instead going after his own thing. And that is how it can go for us too. If we decide to go back to our own ways, if we don't want to put away our own gods, the own things that we hold dear to our hearts, closer to our hearts than God himself, those things, if we choose those over God, then God will allow us to go our own way. And just like the nation of Israel, who God had brought out of Egypt, who God had invested much time and much energy and had done many great things for this nation, that the people around him could see how his power and how he has changed this nation, and now this nation has turned against him and was now serving other gods. In the same way that God just left the whole nation go, God sent somebody, a prophet in, and you can see as you read some of these prophets, you have Isaiah and Jeremiah and for the major prophets, and there's other small prophets who came in and spoke words of warning. And the nation of Israel did not heed because they had gone after their own way. And that's the thing. That if God is going to allow an entire nation to go its own way, then how much more will God allow you to go your own way if you begin to choose your own way? So let's take these things as a warning. Let's allow the illustration, the practical illustration of what Israel became as a nation, and how they became a nation, and then how they ended up, as many of us know, if not all of us know, how Jerusalem was utterly destroyed after the death of Jesus, all because, and even when Jesus came, they did not recognize, the children of the nation of Israel did not recognize Jesus, all because they had turned their back on God and had begun to go their own way. That's exactly how it will be for us. If we turn our back on God, if we go after our own lust, our own desires, and we do our own thing. And what a pleasure it is to walk in the freedom that God has given us, in the liberty that God has given us, in the grace that He's given us. And not only the grace that He gives us, but He also gives us a power to overcome this temptation. He gives us energy. He gives us ability to be an overcomer, to be more than a conqueror, to be able to overcome and to put those desires, those fleshly desires that come up, or those selfish desires to come up that come up in our lives, that God has made a way for us to put those under our feet and say, God, I'm going to serve you. I am not going to serve the things of this world. I'm not going to serve these things. I'm going to serve you. And the things of this world can be many different things. They can be sports. They can be work. It can be technology. It can be houses. It can be lands. It can even be religion. It can be many things. It can be your car. It can be your It can be many different things that we can worship, that we can hold higher to God. Are you willing to lay everything on the line? Say, God, I want to serve. That's where I want to be. I must confess, I'm not there. By God's grace, I want to be there. And just continue looking to Jesus and say, I want to serve. Whatever it is. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.